Good afternoon, everyone. We find ourselves just a few hours away from the incredible mitzvah of Bi'ur Chametz. And although the mitzvah, of course, is the act of destroying the Chametz, but of course, in order to destroy the Chametz, one has to first find it. And although we've been cleaning and searching and mamish turning everything over in order to find the Chametz, but tonight there's a specific mitzvah. Tonight we go ahead and we make the bracha of al Bi'ur Chametz, make the bracha to go ahead and get rid of the chametz from our homes, to get rid of the chametz from our possessions, in order to ready ourselves for the Yom Tov of Pesach. And I came across a beautiful idea that Radvaz, in his Tshuvas, says the following. He says, I can't understand why is it that the Torah deals with chametz in such a dramatically strict way. He says, for example, again, when it comes to chametz, there's an Isra b'mashuhu, any small amount of chametz is going to be asur. We'll actually see this in tomorrow's daf. Asur b'ano, one is not permitted to get any kind of benefit. And so many other chumras, that so many other stringencies that we find by chametz, that we don't find by other isurim. We don't find by other prohibitions. So what is it that makes chametz so bad? And the truth is, to add on to the Radvaz, there's something even more, which is chametz is one of those unique prohibitions which throughout the rest of the year, for 51 weeks out of the year, it's absolutely okay. And yet for 1 week out of the year, it becomes so dramatically usr. And again, usr, not just prohibited for consumption, but as you said, in all these different ways, prohibited from benefits, prohibited from ownership. And therefore, the Radvaz says as follows. Va'al kin ani somich amasha amru chazal b'medrashos. Therefore, he says, I think the explanation is as the rabbis explain in the medrash. Ki chametz b'pesach remez liyetzahara. And the Radvaz says an idea with which we are most probably familiar with, that the concept of chametz, leavened products, is a reference or is a metaphor for the yetzahara, for the evil inclination. V'hu sa'ar sheba isa. The Yitzhahara is like the yeast, the leavening agent in the dough. Therefore, again, when it comes to the Yitzhahara, when it comes to the evil inclination, person has to chase it away. Person has to get rid of it. And a person has to search in all of the nooks and crannies in his heart and in his thoughts. And even any minute amount is significant, cannot be overlooked, and is not nullified. And to this, the Radvaz says, I think this is absolutely correct. So the Radvaz then goes on to quote the Gemara Maseches Brachos, and the Gemara says, quoting one of the ideas by one of the Tanoim, who used to say as follows, Ribon Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Ribon Sha'olam, you know that each of us, we want to fulfill your will. So what prevents us from doing it? Sar shebi isa. It is the yeast in the dough. So the Radvaz therefore says that the concept of chametz is that chametz is like a metaphor for the Yitzhara, a metaphor for the evil inclination. The same way that yeast, the same way that chametz is the leavening agent which causes the dough to rise, so too the Yitzhara, the evil inclination inside of us, is what causes us to rise up against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to defy His word, to sometimes make life choices, life decisions that go against what we know to be right, and to go against the expectations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has of us. And as such, says the Radvaz, Pesach offers up the opportunity to change things around. Pesach offers up, you know, sometimes in life, when we make the same mistakes, over and over and over, those mistakes become learned behavior. And over time we think that learned behavior cannot be unlearned. Do you know what the great secret of Pesach is? The great secret of Pesach is that change is possible. After all, look at our ancestors. For 210 years they were slaves in Egypt. For 210 years they were a broken people. For 210 years, they didn't believe in anything. They didn't even believe in themselves. And yet, all of that changed over the course of one night around Korban Pesach, one night with their mishpacha, one night inside their homes, transformed us. And it's true, there were peaks and valleys. There were times when we did good and times when we messed up really badly. But at the end of the day, the true message of Pesach is that people could change. Is that even though I've made all of these mistakes, or even though I have this Yitzhahara, these self-sabotaging mechanisms, which so often lead me to make all of the wrong kind of decisions, but at the end of the day, change is possible. Change can be affected. That, says the Radvaz, is the deeper meaning ultimately in the Isser Chametz. Chametz represents the Yetzer Hara. Chametz represents the proclivity and inclination to sin. Chametz represents all of our faults and all of our shortcomings. And so what do we do on the Yom Tov of Pesach? We get rid of the Chametz. We get rid of the Yetzer Hara. We get rid of the mistakes. We say, Ribono Shel Olam, this is the time of year when you took us out. This is the time of year when we showed ourselves and we showed you that change is possible. Ribono Shel Olam, we are going to tap into that same dynamic again. And once again, try to affect change within ourselves and within our lives. Now, the reality is, Chametz is only Aser 1 week out of the year. Because we approach change in a very realistic way. That even though change is possible, change isn't always sustainable. Well, what do I mean by that? Meaning that inevitably life is filled with peaks and valleys. Life is filled with times in which we are incredibly accomplished. And life is filled with times when we fall and when we fail. So what we're saying now, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is I'm getting rid of all of the chametz. Is the chametz going to make a reappearance? Most definitely yes. But my hope is that the next time the chametz makes the appearance again, I'm going to be filled with much greater strength and much greater resolve. Pesach is our opportunity to say change is possible. All of the changes we've wanted to make, all of the changes we've dreamed about for so long, and we've put off or we've denied for a whole variety of different reasons, more often than not because we don't really believe in our ability to affect change. And here the Yom Tov of Pesach comes along, and the Torah tells us, get rid of the chametz, get rid of the Yetzirah, and yes, it's possible. Yes, you can do it. Yes, you can accomplish it. And that's what we begin tonight. Tonight we go ahead and we search out the chametz in our homes. And by searching out the chametz in our homes, the hope is that that'll be a catalyst to search out the chametz in our hearts and in our souls. To identify the things that are broken, to identify the things that are wrong, and to finally find the courage to address them. You know, we know the well-accepted minhag to put out 10 pieces of bread. So it's an interesting idea. People often think, or erroneously think, that the mitzvah of beer is just to find the 10 pieces of bread. But of course, you know that is not the case. The 10 pieces are there for a variety of different reasons. Mishneh Berurah quotes an opinion that says we don't want it to be a bracha levatala, a bracha in vain, although many other commentaries reject that. But I think on a metaphorical level, what we're doing is as follows. We start with a low-lying fruit. Each of us has things that we know we have to change. And the truth is, some of those changes might be relatively easy, just like the scooping up of the piece of bread where you know exactly where you put it. It's within arm's length, and although you're going to take your feather, you're going to take your candle, you're going to gather it all together, at the end of the day, it's easily observable that this change needs to be made. The 10 pieces of bread represents the changes that are apparent, the changes that are obvious, the things that we know we need to tweak. But it doesn't just stop at the 10 pieces of bread, because the halacha is that a person has to search b'chorim u'bistakim. Person has to search in the nooks and crannies, in the crevices, in the pockets, and all the places that are sometimes obscured from vision. Because if we really want to affect change, we have to be honest with ourselves, and we have to look deep within ourselves. And we have to be willing to look in the nooks and crannies of my soul, and of my heart, and of my mind, and to find the chametz, to find the things that are broken, to find the things that are warped, to find the things that are in a state of disrepair, and to ultimately find the courage to finally address them, to get rid of the chametz, and to remind myself that change is possible. Now, I know what you're thinking. Probably the same thing that I'm thinking. Sounds wonderfully beautiful. But when I take a moment and I step back and I think about all the things that I have to change, it's so overwhelming. There is so much that has to change. There's so much that has to be done. There's so much that has to be addressed. And so the Ge'er Rebbe, the Chiddush Yarim, says something quite beautiful. He quotes the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, the beginning of the Masechta on Daf Chesam, Daf 8a. So the Gemara discusses a technical case of a wall shared by two individuals. Now the Talmud operates with the principle that people would often store things in the depth of the wall. So now Pesach time is coming, I have to check the wall for any kind of chametz. So now if I share the wall with my neighbor, who determines who searches where? And the Gemara says as follows, Zeh bodek ad makom shiyado magas, vezeh bodek ad makom shiyado magas. Everyone is chayiv, everyone is obligated to search. to the point that their hand reaches. On a literal halachic level, I'm only chayiv to search in the wall to the point where my hand extends. The Chiddush Rambam says something so beautiful. He says it's not just true by a shared wall, but it's true in our personal search for chametz as well. The Ribono Shel Olam does not expect perfection. All he asks for is effort. Just to put my hand in my heart, just to put my hand in my soul, just to put my hand in my personal wall, and just to reach as far as I can. I don't have to reach beyond myself. I don't have to reach at a greater distance. Just have to outstretch my hand and try to the best of my ability. I know full well that I can't clean all of the chametz. Certainly can't clean all of it in one night. And I certainly can't clean all of it over the course of even 1 week, maybe even 1 year, maybe even 1 decade. But the Ribon Shalom just says, try, extend your hand, and all I ask of you is to check ad mokom sheyado magas. I ask you to search for your chametz, I ask you to seek out your chametz to the point that your hand reaches. I don't need you to go any farther than that. But I'm also not going to let you get off with doing anything less than that. And this, my friends, is the power of Bedikas Chometz tonight and Be Your Chometz tomorrow. It's not just about getting rid of the Chometz in the home. It's not just about getting rid of the physical Chometz. But tonight offers us a grand, beautiful, and heilig opportunity to search out the Chometz that's within each of us. To search out the Chometz that's in my soul. To finally be honest with myself and identify the things that are broken, that are tarnished, that are compromised. To number one, identify them. To look for them. Both the things that are obvious, like the 10 pieces of bread, and the things that are much more hidden. Maybe even the things that I've buried in the chorim and stokim, in the nooks and crannies of my heart and of my soul. Tonight begins the process of searching and identifying. That process culminates tomorrow with the destruction of the chametz. Because that's what Pesach is about. Pesach is about affecting change. Pesach is about acknowledging change. Pesach is about recognizing that I need not be tethered to the mediocrity of where I am now. I know I have chametz, but if I name it, if I identify it, then I could find the courage to destroy it. Recognizing that even if I destroy some of it now, it may come back in a week from now, in a day from now, or in a year from now. To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's okay. All I ask of you is to be bodek ad makom sheyado magas. Just try. Just extend your hand to wherever it can get to. And that's all I ask of you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as we go to our homes tonight, and we begin to search for our chametz, in the merit of searching for the 10 pieces of bread and the chametz that may still be left in some corners or nooks and crannies in our home, may we find the courage to search for the chametz within. May we find the courage to identify and to recognize all that is broken, all that is wrong, and all that requires change. May we find the courage to root out the Yetzer, to root out the chametz, to throw it into the fire of absolution and forgiveness. May we find the courage to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need perfection. He just needs effort. May we be zoche to find and to extinguish the external chametz and the internal chametz as well. And may we be privileged to make this a Yom Tov of true, profound, cathartic, holy change. We're wishing everyone a wonderful evening and a good and erev Yom Tov.